ladies and gentlemen, as promised, our very, very special guest is here now. He is our very own hero. He is on the front line of almost every major case for social justice in this country, for racial equality, for the downtrodden, for the little man, for the underdog. He is our own. He is the one and only Attorney Benjamin Crump.
Woohoo! Hello, hello.
Hardest working.
Steve, so very happy to be with you to announce that historic verdict for George Floyd. And Steve, I know you and the whole Steve Harvey Morning Show Nation was fighting and praying for justice for George Floyd, something that we didn't often see, where you had a historic civil settlement of $27 million with policy reform, but then to get a criminal conviction of a police officer for killing an unarmed black man unjustifiably was something that was monumental. So I'm so happy, Steve, to come and thank you and the whole Steve Harvey Nation for standing with the family of George Floyd.
You know, for us, you know, yesterday we took nothing but phone calls. And I got to tell you and the family how of an impact this trial had, because we came to terms. We've never seen a trial of this magnitude with this coverage. Now, this trial was far more impactful than the O.J. Simpson trial, because this trial was for us. The O.J. Simpson trial just was covered. That wasn't for us. This was for us.
Yes, sir.
And to listen to our listeners yesterday, Crump, and listen to the pain, the relief, the joy, the tears, and the moment we've been waiting for to watch what you just so described happen is something I didn't know that I would ever see in my lifetime. And for you who were standing with the family, and especially to the family, has maintained a level of dignity like nothing I've ever seen before.
Yes, sir.
They called for peace when it looked like it was going to get out of hand. Mm-hmm. They called for justice. They explained themselves eloquently. They were on point. Please tell the George Floyd family, on behalf of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and all of us, how proud we are of the dignity that they displayed during this entire time. Sorry for their loss, but Lord have mercy. Y'all put up a great fight.
Well, Steve, I have one more exciting piece of news to tell you. You know how much I love you, frat.
Come on, man. There
is a young man on the phone with me. America has come to embrace him and love him. George Floyd's brother, Philonis Floyd, who, Steve, I want you to know publicly, every day for over 3 weeks, he went into the courtroom fighting for justice for his brother, George Floyd, his big brother, wearing a Steve Harvey suit.
Whoa.
What? What?
What?
Loney!
Philonis, you're
Loney!
Yes, Loney. Yes, sir.
Philonis, you got a new nickname, Lonus. Lonus, one of them suits.
Hey, he was looking sharp, Steve, every day in one of your suits.
Hey, Philonis, can I tell you something?
Philonis.
Yes,
Steve.
Sir.
I won't call him that. You know, he belongs to us now. It's good to hear you laughing, brother.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's good to hear you laugh, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really enjoy you. My mom, she used to talk about you all the time. We used to stay up just to watch you on Apollo.
Boy. Oh, man. Oh, you an old fan.
Oh, yeah. We're old fans. The Steve Harvey Show, new nephew Tommy, all y'all, man. Y'all funny, man. Y'all crack me up, man. But Steve, it's been a blessing, man. Just to look at you blossom like you have. And the statement a long time ago when you were on that show with the contestants up there, that right there set you apart, because you might have slipped up or had the wrong information, but boom, you came right back. And the world just said, man, we love Steve Harvey, man.
Yeah.
Especially hey, how man, you know something, Sam Hughes.
Brother, I thank you for that. But, man, I want you to understand how important your brother has been, mm-hmm. what his life has meant to us as a culture. Your brother has given us something that we thought we'd never have. And our condolences to the family. But man, your family is one of the greatest families for civil rights. You all will go down in history as the family that changed, that started the change in this country. And I want to let you know that. And we are aware of it. And we thank you from the bottom of my heart with the dignity that your family portrayed, unheralded, man. And we really appreciate everything. And before you say anything, because I want to come back, we got some questions for y'all. We're going to go to break so we can come back. We are talking with two great people on the phone. We've got our friend, our longtime guy, Benjamin Crump, and we got George Floyd's brother. They want to call him Felonious. I want to call him Theo.
What's his name?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm feeling Theo, though.
Right after this.
We'll be back right after this. We're going to see if we can. He's smiling today. That's a good thing, man. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody. We're back, and our special guest on the phone is our friend, attorney Benjamin Crump. And Felonious Floyd, who is George Floyd's younger brother. And they are here today to talk about the verdict and everything. Benjamin Crump, let me just start with you. Your feelings as the verdict was read.
You know, Steve, I thought about so many people who you and I have over the years who was denied due process, who was denied belief in America that we have liberty and justice for all. And as that verdict came through, all those names, Trayvon, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, they all ran through my mind. And I said, thank you, God, because today is historic, not just for George Floyd's family, but also for children yet unborn. This will set a precedent that will give marginalized minorities, especially black people, a precedent that they know justice is possible. Yeah. And that's the thing that went through my mind, Steve Harvey.
Absolutely. Hey, now, Felonious Floyd, everybody. This is George Floyd's younger brother. You've been right there the entire time. Tell me how your family felt at the time the verdict was read, and what you all have been kind of feeling and going through since the verdict.
Wow. Just at the courtroom, I was pacing back and forth, walking. I was nervous. And Attorney Benjamin Crump and my wife, they said, hey, look, whatever you have to do to be comfortable, if you got to pace yourself back and forth, do it. And I did it. And from that point on, when it was time to enter the courtroom, I sat there and I prayed for 30 minutes in the corner in the seat that they only allow one family member to be in inside the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And when the judge came out and he said, guilty, guilty, and guilty, oh, I was just ecstatic. I was super excited. I didn't know what to do, but it felt like I had just won a championship. Mm-hmm. And all I did was think about my brother, because my brother, that's what he would say, man, we just won the championship. And my wife said, hey, we bringing this W back to Houston. But I told her, I say, this is for the world, baby. This is for everybody. This is for Emmett Till. This is for everybody who didn't even get that opportunity to have justice. And we prayed so much for it, Steve.
Hey, Felonious, hang on 1 second, man. We got to take a break. We're coming back. We're talking with Felonious Floyd, who is George Floyd's younger brother, and attorney Benjamin Crump on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back, and we've been talking this morning with Attorney Benjamin Crump and with George Floyd's younger brother, Philonis. And we were talking, and we just left off, and Philonis was telling us how he felt during the reading of the verdict. What's kind of been your family's thought process since the trial has ended now? I mean, you've had a night of rest and sleep. I would imagine this is the first, I don't know, man, did you have a decent night rest finally? Did you feel some sense of relief? What was it?
Steve, I'm going to be honest with you. I really didn't even want to go to sleep. I was just excited and happy at the time because we never had an officer being able to be charged with accountability for killing an African-American man, because as African-Americans, we feel like we never get justice. So I was on cloud nine. I wanted to stay up. But one of Ben's co-workers, they said, hey, look, you need to go to sleep. And I did, but that was the worst thing I could have did, because now I'm sleepy and I'm tired. After that, all these other days, I've been up getting only like 3 hours, 2 hours and 4 hours of sleep, and I've been functioning well. My body, I went to sleep for like 5 or 6 hours last night, and I'm tired. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, you messed your system up. Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? Let me tell you something. The things that we fight for in life, it's great just to have the opportunity to see older people who've been through, I like to call it hell. They've been through hell coming up, drinking out of water fountains around the corner, being able to come inside of buildings. Muhammad Ali, when he came back from the military, he couldn't even eat at the table. But All of those people are smiling and they look at me and they're telling me, thank you. I said, don't say thank you to me. Thank you to technology. Thank you to that minor, the Nala, who recorded the video.
That's right.
Thank you to that 9-year-old who got up there and testified against the people who was representing the blue wall. You know, it collapsed yesterday, and these lieutenants, these chiefs, they all were against what happened. And they all said, we do not condone that. We do not teach that. And that let me know that we live in a world that can be changed. We can take the hatred out of people, but they just got to be able to accept love in their heart.
Amen.
You know, darkness is darkness. But when you shed light, Dr. King said it, that's the only way things are going to get better. Man, it's difficult every day. I think about my mom, you know, I'm not being here. I think about my brother, but his daughter is here, and she predicted this. She said that my dad was going to change the world. And she spoke on it, and she spoke it into existence. And also, Attorney Crump, he's not going to tell you, but he spoke this into existence too. He said, the verdict is going to be the next day. And just like that, less than 24 hours, they had a verdict. Everybody thought it was going to take 2 days.
Wow. You know, Attorney Crump, were you surprised at how quickly the verdict was rendered?
You know, Steve, I predicted it was going to come back on Tuesday because obviously the video was pivotal. But the thing that really got me, Steve, when I knew this verdict was going to come back fast and it was going to come back in our favor, was when that 9-year-old little girl took the stand. And I'm a father. I have an 8-year-old daughter named Brooklyn. And when she said, Shirley and Carla, that, well, first they asked him politely, but he still didn't take his knee off his neck. I knew if there were parents on that jury, Steve Harvey, they were not going to send the message to their children that said Derek Chauvin's barbaric act of putting his knee on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds was going to be acceptable. And I knew they were going to give a verdict that would send a message not just to the world, but to their children. And that's what made me confident, Steve Harvey.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Hey, everybody, hang on right quick. We've got Benjamin Crump and Philonis Floyd as our special guests. We got more with these two brothers right after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back with our special guest, Attorney Benjamin Crump and our new family member, Philonis Floyd. This was a victory for all of us. This gave black people a sense that, wow,
hope.
Something can go right for us,
yes,
in this judicial system when it comes to the police, you know. And that's all it needs. And now, man, we got a lot of work to do, we know. But the passing of the murder of George Floyd, of your brother, has changed the way things will be viewed from now. Because I think, Crump, if you ask me, I think that the prosecutors in this, because we kind of had this discussion yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Normally, the police department and the prosecutors are always in bed together. Because those two components form the case, right? This was the first time I've seen a prosecutor really go after a police officer with the aid of other police officers. And the prosecution did such a good job at presenting their case, they became stars. I think it's going to have a rollover effect to other prosecutors who want to get that same type of shine on their career when it comes down to cases like this.
God knows, I pray you're right, Steve, because you're right. Normally, prosecutors, when they prosecute police for killing black people, it's like a fish out of water experience. But here, it was profound. And I will tell you this, Steve Harvey, when President Biden called us when we were leaving the court, he said, you all may not believe this, but many police officers are also praying for y'all to get justice, because they said what Derek Chauvin did on that video was not representative of them.
Right.
And they want people to know that this was immoral and inhumane.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This has been a great day for us, man, for all of us. And we really do thank you, Philonis, and your family for being the way you were. You know, sometimes you have a case and people get to talking about it and they kind of bash you a little bit. You know, you go, man, I wish they'd go somewhere and sit down. They messing this thing up. That was not the case with the Floyd family.
No, not at all.
You all's dignity, yes, and the way you spoke, yes, and you maintained such a level of grace and dignity, man. Eloquence. You made a lot of us so proud. So proud to say, boy, look at this family stand up here, boy. They doing it the right way. You call for peace when it looked like some of the things was getting out of hand. You call for peace. You kept the right tone. You had the right attitude. You didn't give them nothing else to talk about except y'all murdered our brother. Please let your family know on behalf of all of us, especially around the country, but here on the show, you made us proud.
Steve Harvey, Alona says, she wore the suit so fashionably for all the world to see in the courtroom. How can he get a year's supply of Steve Harvey suits? So every time he do an interview, he can be looking clean as the board of hell.
Boy, listen to me. Philonis, I am going to make sure the new collection that's coming out, you will get one of every single suit, shirt, tie, everything
go
I got.
Go ahead,
let me tell you something. I'm finna fly somebody to you, measure you up. I'm gonna send a tailor to you, measure you up, get all these suits, get them fitted to you so you look like real money. You ain't gonna ever have to buy another stick. You ain't never got to buy another suit. Well, I promise you that.
That's nice. That's
a year supply. As long as I'm making suits for Philonis Floyd, ass finna be popping.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Better not catch you in nothing else.
Fly.
Thank you, man.
Better not see you with a Sean John or a stray hand. I better not see it now. Another one of them monkey ass suits.
Hey.
You mine.
Yes.
You know what you would know. No, we different now, Shirley. This is the interview I've been waiting to do. Dog, I know this ain't going to be proper. I know some people going to have a problem with this here.
Uh-oh.
But from now on.
Get the beep button ready.
Uh-oh.
You ain't got to beep. I ain't going to say nothing that requires beeping.
Okay.
You from now on is my mm.
Mm-hmm.
You my mm. From now on, boy. Anybody ask you, you can tell them Steve Harvey my mm.
That's your frat brother, Benjamin. That's your frat brother right there.
That's my man. Frat brother, Crump.
That's my Omega frat brother.
Dog.
Hey, Ben, when are you gonna get you some rest, man? Because you are the hardest working man we know, brother. Woo!
Hey, Michael, we trying.
Civil rights.
you know, we trying, y'all, and seem like every time we take a few steps forward, y'all know. 10 miles from where they were having the trial, young right. brother Dante Wright get killed by this white policewoman, claimed she pulling her taser mm-hmm. and shoot him. So, Steve, at some point, we got to come back and talk about that, because ain't no way you mistake a taser from a gun when yeah. all the protocols they go through. And Belonis and his family, you're right, y'all. They have become the comforters and the counselors for this family who's starting to go through what they went through just a year ago. Wow. And we all get through this together, y'all.
Yeah.
Wow. And you got to understand that if they can make federal law to protect a bird, which is the bald eagle, they can make federal laws to protect people of color.
Uh-oh.
So it's a time for change, and that time is now. Yeah. Hey, these protesters all around the world, they all ignited a flame in them. And I'm happy because they was out with boots on the ground, stomping in the honor of George and others who have been murdered. And this is big. This is major. Every country said, look, we not going to stop until y'all can breathe. And Miss Carr, she's having that opportunity now, because I'm going to fight for her, because they didn't give her that chance.
Eric Garner, mother.
Yeah. Eric Garner. Right. Yeah, Eric Garner. Mm-hmm. Eric Garner. We got Breonna Taylor. We got to do it for everybody. I'm with Breonna Taylor's boyfriend now. And this is ridiculous, man. We have to fight.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something.
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna let y'all go, but I gotta tell you something. I'm in Africa, right? And mm-hmm. I'm taping Family Feud in South Africa. When I walked out on stage today, I got a standing ovation. I'm used to that. But when I backed up and I got ready to announce, hey, welcome to Family Feud South Africa, I'm your man Steve Harvey, they kept clapping. And then finally I just said, hey man, y'all come on. But they kept clapping. So finally, we cut the camera off. I said, man, didn't they tell y'all that's all you got to do? They said, we clapping for the verdict, Steve. Congratulations.
Wow. My Lord.
Dog, this is in Africa.
All the way in Africa.
Wow. They said, Steve, we love y'all. We clapping for the verdict, man. Congratulations. That just happened to me tonight. I almost started crying, man. I saw it for myself today.
I thank you so much, Steve, man, for Amen. Everything.
Let me tell you something. It was an honor for us to talk to you.
Yes, it was.
Thank y'all so much. Congratulations, man. We got a lot of work to do.
Yes, right.
Thank
y'all
you.
The heroes out of this deal. Hey, y'all put your hands together for Benjamin Crump and Felonious Floyd. Thank y'all for calling.
Yes, sir.
We love
yes,
y'all.
Sir.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.